Okay, so welcome everyone once again. This is our fourth diving into meditation class. So happy to have you all here in person and via phone, and those of you listening to a recording as well. The angels have a really fun kind of creative meditation planned for us tonight. Well, all I knew is that I had to get paper for the people that are here in person and some fun utensils to color, doodle, and write with. So if you're listening to this recording, make sure that you grab something to color with and a few pieces of paper. If you're actually on the call right now, please make sure that you have that handy. That's pretty much as I know. Then we'll see where they take us for tonight. I'm grateful and happy that we're still able to connect through this class and really bring the power of meditation to the forefront. Right now, there's so many things that are competing for our attention externally. There's a lot of changes happening in the U.S. government right now, a lot of new rulings taking place, a lot of commotion with people everywhere. And I can't think of a better time to really connect with the power of meditation as a great tool to bring our minds back to here and now, to find, even if it's just 7 to 12 minutes of inner peace, to clear the emotions that we're feeling, the thoughts that are happening in our mind, and really whatever's happening with our body as well, just by simply sitting down, breathing, going back to that breath, and allowing that energy of the breath to be the equalizer, you know, the force within us that not only blesses us with prana, with life force, with energy every time we tap into it, but also that power inside of us that can help us come back to neutral, let go of the duality of our existence, let go of the pushing, the pulling, the resistance, the thinking, the worrying, the fearing, the not knowing what's going to happen next. Letting go of all of that just by simply sitting down, even if it's just 7 minutes a day, to come back to stillness. And even if that stillness is not so easy or might not happen all the time that when you sit down, it's still really, really important that you just show up and that you sit down, whether it's on a chair, on a bed, on the floor, on a cushion, doesn't really matter where. You just sit down and you allow your body to calm down. You allow your mind to find a little bit of peace in that time. And you just connect with something greater than you, with something that allows you to fill yourself up to overflowing with whatever you need so that you can then go back out, you know, to your life, to your job, to your family, to your children, to your grandchildren, to your friends, and just be a little bit more centered, a little bit more peaceful, just a little bit more neutral. And then you'll be able to deal with whatever is being sent your way. So let's just begin by sitting comfortably on our chairs, our cushions, mats, whatever you're sitting right now. You can place your hands on your lap, maybe even Gyan Mudra with the thumb and index finger touching each other. Inhaling deeply through the nose, and then slowly exhaling. The spine is fully straight. The chin is slightly pulled inward. The eyes are closed. The gaze is looking upward and inward towards the middle of the forehead. The shoulders are back and down, fully relaxed. You have plenty of space on your neck, on your ears. Begin a little movement of rolling your shoulders backwards. You can begin to ease up and relax some of the tension you might have been carrying prior to joining us for our class tonight. Slowly relaxing, almost moving them in small circles backwards. Bringing the breath into the equation. Inhaling deeply. anytime you notice thoughts coming into your mind, don't freak out. Don't analyze them. Don't judge them. Don't get attached to them. They're simply thoughts. Perfectly normal for them to be there. We all have them. You're not abnormal. You're not messed up. You're not broken. Keep on moving your shoulders a few more times, please. And then bring the shoulders down to neutral as you inhale deeply through the nose and then fully exhale. Inhaling deeply one more time and then slowly and fully exhaling. And now begin to rotate the head in small circles towards the right. To the right and back and forward with the chin pulled near the chest and then back around to the right, almost like you're the handles in a clock. Slowly relaxing all the muscles of the neck, dissolving all the tension and all the stress you might have been carrying around with you today, letting it all go. Allowing yourself to relax, giving your mind permission to just be, to let go. And to simply enjoy the connection with this moment, with this precious now. We invoke all the angels and beings of light to be with us right here and now, to surround us, protect us, guide us, and direct us, and to ensure that everything that takes place during our class tonight or whenever you're listening to this recording serves your highest healing, highest good. Relaxing. Inhaling deeply, exhaling fully. Inhaling deeply, and exhaling fully. Long, deep inhale, full exhale. Bring the head back to neutral, right in the middle. And then change the direction of the circles, moving towards the left, counterclockwise. Letting the breath guide you. Letting the breath help you create space inside of you. We are so busy in our lives. We're running around, taking care of so many people, doing so many different activities. It's very rare that we actually give ourselves the opportunity to have space, to create time, to be fully present in the here and now. Sometimes all it takes to create space is to slow down the breath. You notice if you slow down your breath, your heart begins to slow down, your body begins to relax, and the thoughts in your mind slow down as well. You notice there's a little bit more space between one thought and the next. And that's what you're looking for. You're not looking to have a blank mind or to completely eradicate all thought from your mind. You're simply looking for the spaces between the breath and the thoughts becoming longer and longer. And that's how you slow down and you find more peace within and more time for being. Continue to slowly move your head a couple more times. And then you finally come to center. Inhaling deeply and slowly through the nose. And then exhaling fully. Inhaling deeply. And then fully exhaling. Imagine the breath as a rainbow of light. Moving in and through your being. And then without distracting yourself too much or without creating all kinds of commotion, perhaps slowly open up your eyes and grab one of the pieces of paper that's near you. And just begin to doodle your breath. What does your breath look like? What does it feel like? And don't analyze it too much. Don't think about it too much. I will not be grading your papers. I'm not even going to be looking at your papers. This is just for you. There's no passing or failing. It's simply for you to find a new way of connecting with your breath, with your now, and with the creative self. Continue to connect with your breath and just doodle whatever comes to heart or to mind. Feel free to use different colors, different patterns. We're not getting attached to the result. It doesn't really matter what it looks like, what your end product looks like. It's just about the process that you're engaging in right now. It's always about the process. And then as you continue to doodle or to draw whatever's coming in for you, Ask yourself, if my breath had a message for me, what would it be? And then doodle or write down whatever comes to mind. Then ask yourself, if my breath had a favorite song, what would it be? Then you can ask yourself, if my breath had a superpower, what would that superpower be? If you're running out of space in your paper, feel free to grab another piece of paper or flip it over to the other side. And if the superpower could be represented by a geometric figure, what would that figure look like? What geometric figure would represent the superpower of your breath? Now take another piece of paper or flip it over if you haven't done so already. And then spend a couple of minutes doodling maybe a goal or an intention or something that you've been focusing your attention on since the beginning of this year. You can write it down or you can doodle it. Maybe your intention has been to meditate every day. Maybe it has been something related to the job that you do, or something to do with your health and well-being or spirituality. And if you haven't set any intentions, set one now. One intention. Energy follows intention, so it's always good to have intentions set forward so that our energy, and especially the energy of the breath, can follow them. Once you have doodled your intention, draw on it or near it or somehow in relationship with it, the geometric figure that represents the superpower of your breath. Begin to feel, doodle, and draw the connection between the two. If there was a way that this superpower in your breath could help you connect with your intention and fulfill your intention, what would that look like? And then one last little doodle before we share, and that is, if you were to ask your breath or whatever superpower in your breath if it could help you enhance your daily meditation practice, what would that look like? What would it feel like to be able to really commit and have a daily meditation practice, even if it's just a few minutes a day? And if you already have a daily meditation practice and you're already showing up for it, just ask it how it can help you enhance it so that you can get a fuller experience from it. And if you already finished the doodle or the answer, feel free to take the next few minutes to ask your breath for anything you need at this time. Perhaps it's the answer to a question you've been holding, or maybe it's advice regarding your meditation or something else in your life. Tap into that power of your breath and let your breath give you the answer you need at this time. All right, another 30 seconds or so to finish up, and then we'll share. All right, let's bring it to completion. Taking a deep breath in. Bringing all of our attention and awareness into here and now. So let's open up the lines to share. Anything you want to share, it could be specific to what came up for you, or just the process itself, maybe something you noticed, something that surprised you, something that you realized about yourself, your life, or your meditation practice that you didn't really know or were aware of it before. Anything you want to share. This is a great time to do it. We can connect our energy together to do that. So who would like to go?
When I was in the training, they teach us all about the pranayams, the different breathing. And really easy to get into, like, a deep, right, a breathing, you know, the deep breathing and even the breath of fire. You know, there's a lot of different pranayams in Kundalini Yoga. And I was very resistant that chapter and that time, you know, learning them and having to practice them and learning the different names of them and everything. And I didn't know really, like, where that resistance to me that. So I'm just trying to kind of become more enamored, and that's like what was coming through on all of it, is to use the breath to lead. And I do that naturally. You know, I just breathe naturally with the asana, but breathe, one thing I got through was do pranayams all day long, always. Mm-hmm. It's like all day, you know. And that would be different.
Right.
That would definitely enhance my meditation. I'll give it a try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you get any more advice as to, like, how to do them? Like, do you do them while you're working? You know, because you have a full-time job, too.
Right.
So.
Yeah. No, it's very easy. And I do often, not often, but I do, if I get upset or if the traffic's upsetting me or if, you know, one of the patients has, I will use a pranayam to get me in a better state of mind before I have to go see the next patient. So, I mean, I do different pranayams during the day, but I just stick with the same couple. I think what I'm getting is that I have to, there's so many more available that I should start, you know, experimenting with some, like Sitali, and, you know,
wonderful advice. Really nice that it came forward for you.
Yeah. And mother, you know, to this morning I had the argument. My mother, she's like feeding my grandson who has ADD chocolate bars for breakfast. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, she doesn't understand, you know, that he can't have that. So I told her, you just don't want to listen. Why? You didn't feed me that. You know, why would you let him eat that? She would never let me eat candy bars, you know. And you know he has the problem. She seems like. So I just got to put distance, spend more time apart, because I'm over there, you know, because she lives with me, you know, but she has a separate apartment. Spend more time apart and schedule yoga classes with mom.
Oh.
It's very hard when you are going on a spiritual journey yourself and trying to transform your time and your energy and your space. The family is very resistant to the change. They are very resistant, and they become your greatest thorn, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, you have to just step away and hurt your feelings, I suppose. But this way, if I can schedule the yoga classes with her, then I'll get a different, you know, instead of a different, I'll kind of focus for conversation and for interaction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she'll grow up.
Right.
At 86.
Never too late, right?
Right. Maybe she'll wake up at 86. That would be nice.
That's nice.
Because before tonight, I was never going to talk to her again. I was in the childish mode. Talking about growing up.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a big change.
Right.
Right. Good.
Thanks. Thank you, Brett.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Beautiful. Thank you. Really nice. Who else wants to share? Let me pass the microphone so that I can hear too.
So, I think it was the part where you asked about, like, what would your next year's resolution be?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a resolution, but it's like an underlying reminder. But it says, see, feel, remember. But, like, see the world in the way that it really is. And you can feel things the way that they really are. And then you can remember that it's, like, all the same. Mm-hmm. So then I drew, like, some lips with, like, these fiery, like, wisps coming out of them. And they go to, like, an eye. And then the eye has, like, the colors of the fiery wisps in it. And then it goes up to, like, you know, like a third eye triangle.
Wow.
With all the colors in it.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's some pretty neat imagery over there. How did it make you feel to connect with that?
Good. My problem is remembering sometimes. It's like my biggest thing.
I wear elephants and stuff.
Yes. Well, that's why we come together in groups like this, so that we can help each other remember the truth, you know? Because it's very easy to fall back asleep and to forget what our spiritual truth is. Very nice. Beautiful. Thank you. Did you want to share anything?
No, I just said I get a tree as a message.
A tree
as
a message?
This is a message.
Okay. Well, good thing is you got a message.
That's
really good.
To go.
So what does it look like? It's a tree?
Yeah.
It's growing.
Yeah. It's very beautiful looking. And what's all the circles and intertwine and...
Spirals is with my breath.
A breath?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is a message.
Okay. Okay. So when you look at it, what's the first thing that comes to your heart, to your mind? Like, what do you feel? Or the first thing, without thinking about it?
I need to finish my painting.
Oh, okay.
5 years ago.
You need to finish the painting. That's a pretty good message.
It was a tree.
It was a tree.
Yeah.
Oh, all the pieces come together.
Well, there you have it.
All right, that's a pretty strong message, isn't it? All right, and how do you feel about finishing the painting?
Keep it in my skin.
Okay. Is there a lot more to do to finish it?
No, actually, it was complete painting. And it's not exactly the painting, the way I do my. It's a different technique. It's like papier-mâché, this all kind of stuff. I use mixed media,
okay.
Leather, fabric, everything.
Oh, that's great.
And first I glue it on the paper. When I do it, I'm kind of trance-state of mind. I don't even know what I'm doing, and I don't know what it's going to be until I finish.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I made this tree, and I finished it, but I didn't like it. After, I not destroyed it, but I kind of started remodeling it.
So where is your energy taking you? To go back to it and redo it, or to start fresh?
To finish it.
Okay.
I like this tree. I just even like part of it, but...
So does the idea of finishing it get you excited, or do you have some resistance?
No, I don't. I don't need time. To make time.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. And that can very well be your meditation, you know?
It used to be, but right now we moved into the new house a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Still boxes. Mm-hmm. Still intact because my husband is very busy.
Right.
It's just hard for me. And my studio was always in the basement. Make me space when I can't paint.
Mm-hmm.
Because the paintings are pretty big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very exciting. Yeah, so keep on connecting with the breath and keep on connecting with the picture, the doodle that you put here. And let that give you the, you know, the energy, the life force, the momentum to bring you to it, you know. And sometimes it really helps to break it down, too, so that you don't have to be like, I have to sit down and finish it, you know. It's like, okay, I'm going to sit down. I want to give 20 minutes to it that I'm dedicating to it. And then another 20 minutes and a few days after that, you know, a little bit of time until you really get the momentum going again, you know. And maybe you should start with 20 minutes, and next thing you know, you've been doing it for 4 hours, and you're loving it, you know. Great. Thank you.
And I also have this intention, which is actually I didn't have, and to start making my dragon today, because I used to make dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped.
How does that feel?
Isn't that cool?
So how does it feel to reconnect with dragons?
I connect with them all the time. I mean, I...
Mm-hmm.
The dragons want me to make more dragons. But it can take 20 minutes. It's just hours, so sometimes it's entire night.
Mm-hmm.
Because once I start, I can't stop.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Tomorrow, I just need to dedicate a couple of days to one trip.
Mm-hmm. Wait, do you sell them?
Yeah. Used to.
Mm-hmm.
Not really sell. I can't sell them. They're like babies to me. I can't sell them to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I sell them to their life.
Yeah.
And also this kind.
Yeah. Powerful energy. Well, sounds like you have your path laid out in front of you.
I have it. I just procrastinate. Procrastination is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Teenager. I have a husband. I have a house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we can all relate to that. Maybe that's in the past, and maybe it's the new beginning, and you'll be able to reconnect with the energy and let it move you forward in this, in the past. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. Is that on the phone? Okay. So, what's that? Really awesome. Is that yours?
I think so.
Yeah, the same ringtone. That's funny. And would anyone on the line like to share your experience? Anyone on the phone wants to share maybe what message came for you or how you're feeling or what surprised you or what the process was like for you?
All right, I'm going to take that as a no, and that's perfectly okay. So are there any other comments, any questions before we close tonight's session? No? All right. Well, I'm just going to say thank you to each and every one of you for participating and really opening up to doing something different. Obviously, it's not what we've done in the past, and it is what showed up for us tonight. So it's wonderful that you moved with the energy and you allowed the energy to move you and to start noticing your breath, your meditation practice, your intentions under a new light. And sometimes that's all it takes, you know, a little shift in the way that we're looking at something. And then the very same thing that we're looking at begins to shift in front of our eyes. Like quantum physics 101. So let's just close our eyes together one more time. As we close our meditation practice tonight, I give thanks for each and every one of you for being here tonight in person or via phone. I give thanks for each and every person that is listening to the recording at a later time. I give thanks for all the beings of light, all the angels, and all the forces that have made it possible for us to connect together, to remind each other of the spiritual truth that is who we are, especially when it's so needed at this time. So as we take a deep breath in together, let's connect with that truth one more time, remembering that our very essence is the essence of love, that peace already resides within us, and all we need to do is take a deep breath in to connect with it, to clear our minds, to open our heart, and then to begin to send our very loving essence with a capital L and all the compassion and all the grace and all the kindness to all beings all over the world. So whether we agree with their points of views or the politics that they're preaching at this time or whatever they're doing, doesn't matter whether we agree with it or not. That is not what's at stake here. This isn't about creating more separation or more division. This is about connecting with the truth that underlies every view, every label, every mandate. Anything that's happening right now, it's superficial, it's an illusion, it's on the surface. Who you are is Sat Nam, is that spiritual truth, is the pure essence of unconditional love. So connect with that truth, clear your mind, open your heart, and then breathe it out into the world, so that the entire planet, the entire world can also remember that underneath all the layers, underneath all the walls, underneath all the mandates, this is also who they are. Become a breath ambassador. So as you breathe yourself into this truth, that is who you really are, you breathe it out into the world so someone else can remember it. Someone else can become one with it. And that is how we connect with each other. That is how we find union, unity, oneness, even in the midst of all the chaos, all the turmoil, all the different points of views, all the arguing, all the fear, all that stuff. We let it go and we connect inside with that never-ending, everlasting truth. That is your I am. Let's inhale deeply this truth right now. And then exhale this truth into the world. Inhale this truth in. And then exhaling fully with an open heart. And one last time, inhaling it deeply. And then exhaling fully. Thank you so much for being who you are, for committing to this practice, and for showing up to meditating and remembering your essence, your truth. and creating positive impact and positive ripples of change in our planet, in the world. May you be infinitely blessed. Sat Nam. Thank you so much. Continue to practice.
Thank you,
until we meet again. Just 5 to 7 minutes of meditation every day, even if it's doodling, breathing, any of the breath patterns we've already done together, whatever that is, whatever calls you, just continue to show up and do it, because it will absolutely change you.
Thank
Have
you
a blessed
so much.
Night. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.